Hello?
I have a new claimant on the line, Chelsea Mosley.
Okay, you can go ahead and send them over. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. Hello, is this Chelsea?
Yes, this is me.
Yes, hello, Chelsea. So, my name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking, Chelsea. So just very quickly, I'm assuming you would like to see if you want to meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Yes? Okay, let me see here. And then is your phone number the 251 number? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay, got it. Just making sure that I have it correct. All right. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes, sir.
You have? Okay. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm very sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was this?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. Did you happen to know the subtype? If not, it's okay.
Serous ovarian cancer.
You said, what was the first?
Serous, S-E-R-O-U-S. I think I'm pronouncing it right.
Serous. Got it. Okay, got that. Thank you. Let me see here. I'm assuming, Chelsea, this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
That is correct, okay. And then, Chelsea, when were you diagnosed with cancer? What is the date of diagnosis?
It was September of 2023. I would say like the second to third week in September of 2023.
Second to third week, okay. Let me see here. So I have September. And then you said second to third week. Is it okay if I just put the 20th for the day? It is.
Yeah, that's fine. That should roll around within like third week.
Got it. Okay, yeah, that's kind of the middle ground. So for the date of diagnosis, I put down September 20th, 2023. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, sir, I do. Her name was Dr. Christy Goopit.
Christy, and then how do you spell the last name?
Goopit is G-U-E-P-E-T.
T-E-T?
G-U-E-P-E-T.
P-E-T. Goopit. Okay, Goopit. Okay, and then Christy is just K-R-I-S-T-I?
No, sir. It's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
Oh, okay. C-H-R-I-S-T-Y?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Do you remember the hospital name of where you were diagnosed?
Yes, sir. The Cancer Center of Mobile.
Cancer Center of?
Mobile.
Okay. Cancer Center of Mobile. Okay. Let me see here. And then is that in Alabama?
Yes, sir. Mobile, Alabama.
The Cancer Center of Mobile. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Does this address sound about right? 3719 Dauphine, Unit 100, Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, sir. 3719 Dauphine Street.
Yes, Dauphine Street. Got it. I just got it. Okay, thank you for that. Let me see here. And then for the phone number for that place, I have 251-414-5665. Does that sound about right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. Are you still in Alabama?
Yes, sir. I'm still living in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, let me see here. So you were diagnosed in 2023. Alabama is a 2-year state. So you must have been diagnosed in the past 18 months. So that is 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's been less than 18 months. So we can still help you out. See, September of 2024. Yeah, it's been a year and 3 months. So we can still assist you here.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. All right. Now, Chelsea, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Okay. I use pretty much perm my hair a lot. Yes, sir.
Oh, I understand. Got it. Okay. So now, on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
I've used the product for like 11 years in total, at least 11 years.
Well, the question is asking how many times per year did you use it before you got diagnosed?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, no, that's okay. So how many times a month would you put it on before you got diagnosed?
Like three to four times a month. It just depends on how our immune system is down here in Mobile.
Got it. Okay,
So
you said 3 to 4 times a month. I'll just put 3 times a month.
Yes.
Times 12, that's 36. So you use it about 36 times a year before you were diagnosed, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Now, Chelsea, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir, I am.
You are? Got it. Okay. Thank you for confirming that with me. Let me see here. Okay. And then what is your date of birth, Chelsea?
02/09/1993.
93. So it's February 9th, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So is mine. I was also born on February 9th.
Oh, that's so crazy. Yeah. Hey, birthday.
I know, right? That's crazy. That's why when you said 2/9, I was like, oh, what? I was like, me too. Got it. Okay, no, that's very interesting. Okay, let me see here. Then we're only 3 years apart. I was born in 96.
I'm okay.
Yeah, so we're not too far apart. All right, now let me see here. Chelsea, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, sir.
Never? Okay. Now, do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers? If you don't know anyone, it's okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes? Who do you know that used hair relaxing products?
Oh, my God. If you had that much time, we'll be on the phone for
now. If you want to, you could just give me, like, 2 people. If it's any immediate family, you could just say, like, my mom, my cousin, sister.
Yeah, my mom, my aunt, my grandma, she's passed now.
Oh, my condolences.
My sister. Okay.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then what state did you use hair relaxer? Was it Alabama?
Yes, sir, in Alabama. I never moved away from
here. You've stayed in Alabama, right? Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then where or when did you start using hair relaxer?
I would say I started like 11 years ago. Oh, Lord. I'm a little old.
No, it's okay. You can kind of, it doesn't have to be a specific date. It just has to be like a ballpark. For now, we can kind of backtrack. You kind of remember the year?
Yes. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry, my throat is killing me.
Uh-oh.
I'd say right around like 2012, 2013.
2012? Okay, I'll put 2012 there. Oop. 2012. Do you remember the month and the day? Only because I do need to put something in here.
Definitely say in May. I would say like May 5th, May 6th.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay. So for the date that you started using hair relaxer, I put down May 5th, 2012. Does that sound about right?
Yes,
Yes, that sounds about right.
Got it. Okay, and then when did you stop using hair relaxers?
Oh, Lord.
Just
up
an
until
estimate.
Maybe like, I would definitely say, what month am I in now? December? I would definitely say like October of last year.
Okay, October of 2023?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then I do need to put a day on there. Which day would you want me to put?
Oh, I'm sorry, if you just give me 1 second.
That's okay, take
I
your time.
October the 13th.
October the 13th of 2023.
Yes, sir.
10/13/2023. Okay. So for the date that you stopped using hair relaxing products, I put October 13th of 2023, correct?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Now, Chelsea, how often did you apply these products? Was it weekly or was it monthly?
I would say weekly because I told you earlier that I use it like 3 to 4 times a month. So that
uh-huh.
would be like weekly.
Like every on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then, Chelsea, how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products?
When you say consecutive, you mean like ongoing, right? From the time
yes.
I started up until now.
So for how many years did you take without taking a year off?
Oh, for about 9 to 10 years.
Okay, I'll put 10 years, okay?
You can put 10 just to be on the safe side, but
yeah,
because I use it all the time. I like the results I was getting.
Got it. Okay, so yeah, so for that part, I put 10 on there. Now, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, a home, or both? Where was it mainly applied?
To go to both. I'll either get my hair done at my aunt's shop or I would just do it at home. I was taught how to mix it and it does come with the instructions.
Okay.
And it's not that hard. But if I didn't have the extra money to go into the shop, I'll do it at home.
Okay, so you did both, just depending on if you could afford it or not. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, I'll just put both on here. Now, when it was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
At my local beauty supplier, like the local hair store. London, I'm on the phone.
Local hair store? Okay, do you remember
like
the name?
We call them hair stores here, but they're like a beauty supply store, like how you can go to like a Sally's or something.
Okay, was the name of the place Sally's, or do you remember the name?
I bought multiple different relaxers from different places.
Okay.
Sally's, being hair store, Pleasant Valley Star. It just depends on which one. I didn't shop at one particular store. I shopped at different stores.
Okay. So, but you did go to Sally's and Pleasant Valley, correct? That's just a few of them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Pleasant Valley. Okay. And then when it was done professionally, do you remember the name of the salon? You said it was your aunt's salon?
Yeah, it's not like an actual building. Have you ever had like somebody cut hair or something like at home and they
oh,
had, like,
okay.
a little room where... Yeah, it was something like that. It wasn't
oh.
like an actual
It wasn't like an actual like store where you walk in and have
yeah.
to sit down and wait
yeah.
for your turn and then do your thing.
Well, you definitely got to wait for your turn.
Oh.
But...
Got it. Okay. Did they have a name for that place? Was it called like something Beauty Boutique or?
No, it was actually called Trap Braids. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what it was called. Because
Trap Braids?
Yes.
No, so Trap, T-R-A-P, and then Braids as in B-R-A-I-D-S, correct?